flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's Breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Elliot Short Parks with us, not talking yet.
We think he's with us.
Yeah, we're working on that. We're working on that, baby. You want to hear Elliot, we're going to bring you Elliot. We are in New Orleans at Radio Row for the Super Bowl coming up on Sunday. Now, Ike, Jack, you know Super Bowl is big not just for betting, not just for prop bets, but the silly little prop bets they have.
Yeah.
I want to throw some at you. Let me know which way you'd bet given the odds. Here is the first one. Will a player or coach cry during the national anthem?
Well,
facts.
Yes is -430.
Wow.
No, +285.
Yeah, somebody's crying.
You think so?
It will not be Andy.
It will not be Andy.
Andy's not going to cry. I agree with you. Andy will cry. All right, next one. Will Travis Kelce propose to Taylor Swift? Yes is +500. No, -950.
No.
I don't think he would do that.
No.
I think there's a chance.
Really?
That's been the leaked script talk that I've seen.
Ah, the script.
Yeah.
I hope he does.
No.
I hope he does.
Fran, do you hear Elliot?
Nope.
Fran doesn't hear Elliot. I hear Elliot a little bit.
Well, I hear him.
Yeah, I hear him a little bit.
You hear him, Jack?
Only a little bit.
Yeah.
And if Fran can't hear him, that means no one's hearing
him.
That
no one can hear him.
Bro.
By the way, I think there is zero chance of this happening. I think... For Jason Kelce to here's the thing.
Travis Kelce.
Travis Kelce is a good teammate. He's been with these guys a long time.
Yeah.
He proposes to her right after this game. It takes the spotlight away from the Chiefs Super Bowl.
Makes it all about him.
I don't think he would do that.
No.
I don't think he would do that at all. Now, maybe next day, maybe after, maybe that night. But while this is all happening, I think that's a no. There are some odds on Kendrick Lamar halftime show guests.
Yeah.
Future is +125.
Okay.
Metro Boomin, I don't know who that is +125.
It's a producer.
Lil Wayne is +164. It'd be a good one for here.
Well, yeah, they do have one song together. I don't know if it's fit for a Super Bowl.
Okay. And Baby Keem is +170.
Who?
I don't know.
Another baby?
Yeah. Oh, there's a lot of babies.
How many babies we got?
There's a lot
of babies. There's a lot of babies out there.
A lot of lulls and a lot of babies.
He's right.
Yep. All right. Here's a good one. Any quarterback to record a reception.
That's my favorite.
Yes is +1,600.
Yeah.
No is -6,600.
I like
that. How
about
now?
Oh, I hear
that. How about now?
Now, do you hear him, Fran?
We don't even hear Fran.
All right.
So,
Fran, do you hear him?
Nothing.
All right.
There's nothing. Back of the station doesn't hear anything. I hear him loud and clear.
You sound great here, buddy.
That's what everyone says.
I think you're making great points here.
Yeah.
Thank you. No one over the air can hear you.
Yeah, no one over the air. This is an interesting window into the radio.
I know. You're handling it well, actually.
You think so?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All things considered.
Inside, you should see the
inside,
wall.
I know you're doing horribly, but at least over the air, you're fine.
Any non-quarterback to throw a touchdown.
Yep.
Yes. And now, by the way, my voice sounds weird. I don't know if anybody hears that, but my voice sounds weird. Any non-quarterback. No, now it sounds better. Now it sounds weird again. Now it sounds better. Oh, it's coming through his mic.
Wow. Even better.
There we go. An offensive lineman to score a touchdown, yes is +2,800, no -40.
Dude, a Lane Johnson touchdown?
Now, by the way, does it count if they recover a fumble in the end zone?
Ooh,
I would think so.
I think it does.
That would count.
I think it does.
Here are some long shots. Opening kickoff return for a touchdown, odds are 75-1.
Yeah, don't see that happen.
The first score to be a safety is 100-1.
That's it?
Yeah. A player to record an octopus. That is when the player scores the touchdown and also scores the two-point conversion.
Ah.
That is 14-1.
When the hell did they come up with that name?
I don't know. I never heard that
octopus.
One before. And two more. Two more Taylor Swift-related props. Will Taylor Swift appear on stage with Kendrick Lamar?
Ooh.
Plus 1,000 is yes, and no is minus 5,000. I think there's very little chance.
Yeah,
of that.
I do not see that one.
Yeah. And then finally, who will be shown first sitting directly next to Taylor Swift? There's Andrea Swift, Donna Kelsey, Kylie Kelsey, Caitlin Clark, or Brittany Mahomes. I would go with Andrea Swift.
No, it's Brittany Mahomes.
Brittany Mahomes going to be next to her?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Now it's shown first sitting next to her. So it's not only sitting next to her.
Ah, gotcha. Shown first.
So if Caitlin Clark happens to be sitting next to her, I think Caitlin Clark
is
shown first.
Well, I would imagine Caitlin Clark on one side and Brittany Mahomes on the other side.
Oh, there you go.
So to your point, which one is shown first? Probably Caitlin Clark.
Probably Caitlin Clark, yeah. 215-592-9494. Larry and Chalfont, you're on WIP.
Hey, guys,
Larry.
How you doing? Ike, Spike, and Jack and Nola, how you doing?
No, we're doing good, buddy.
We're great. Never been better.
Yes, sir.
Well, let me get straight to it. I'm confident. We play our game as we've been playing in all three phases of the game, and we're healthy, relatively healthy. I mean, we've still got some folks that are not up 100%, but nobody's 100%. I think we'll be fine. And I think the birthday boy is going to be the MVP.
Now there's two birthday boys. Do you mean Cooper DeJean or Saquon Barkley?
Oh, there you go. I mean Saquon.
Okay, all right, yeah.
Yo, I'll take Cooper DeJean. That would be really awesome.
Well, I'll take any Eagle being the MVP, quite honestly. I don't care who it is. It could be Jake Elliott. It could be Braden Mann. I don't care who the Eagle is that get MVP as long as it's an Eagle.
Well, I'll tell you who it won't be. It won't be Braden Mann. That's
well, you sure. Never know.
Hey, I got to tell you guys, man, I'm not a Creedsman, but I live for 5:30. You guys.
Oh, man. We love that.
Everyone here is excited as well.
I cannot wait for you guys to destroy Radio Row, man.
Yeah, that's in about an hour. And by the way, Larry, to that point, Radio Row, I would say on a Monday, is about half full. By Wednesday, everyone will be here and we'll be able to. Because right now, the negative about it is we're just annoying Odyssey stations because they're the ones closest to us. So we'll be annoying our Houston station and D.C. and Kansas City. You can try to talk, Elliot. I don't think.
I actually think it's worse to do
there
the Creed
go.
Now.
All right. Everyone can hear you now.
I think people can hear me.
Can you tell them?
Can you
tell the engineers?
Wow. Some people are saying this is the best 40 minutes I've ever done.
Yeah. Some people are saying that.
Silent ESP.
You guys are going to have that whole town singing at 5:30, man. Trust me.
That's right.
Yes.
I definitely think it's worse to do it today when it's only half full as opposed to fully full rest of the week. More awkward.
Okay.
More awkward for
who? I got a song.
Yeah, a song for what?
For Super Bowl 59 and the Eagles.
Okay, what you got?
Can you guys deal with it? I got a song.
Well.
But are you going to sing it?
Yeah, we got a gong ready for you, buddy. So
I'm gonna reserve
the right to stop at any
good.
Time.
It's all good. Okay. I'm not Judy Garland, but you'll figure it out.
Okay.
Ready?
All right.
Here we go.
All right.
This year over New Orleans, way up high, there's a team on a mission. Just watch our Eagles fly. This year over New Orleans, skies are blue, and our dream of a Super Bowl title will come true. Sunday we'll play the KC Chiefs and beat the living heck out of Mahomes. His targets will be making drops, our defense will make all the stops, and we'll be smiling. Somewhere over New Orleans, Eagles fly over New Orleans, fly Eagles, Eagles fly. If winning, Philly, Eagles fly. Beyond New Orleans, fly, Eagles. Eagles fly. E-A-E-L-E-S, Eagles.
There it is. Way to close it out, buddy. Way to close it out.
He was hitting the gong was getting very close to Larry. Elliot.
Meaning you wanted it to stop?
Yeah. It was too long.
Interesting.
It was better than I expected, though.
Yeah, no.
No? I thought he sang it with a little,
Well, the thing about Philadelphia, I don't know if this is in other cities, but when our teams succeed, something happens within the fan base, and they're like, we got to make songs.
Agreed, or poems.
Yeah.
Like, let's get creative.
Yeah. Yeah. And I get emailed every time there's a run. When I was program director,
I'm getting them this week,
every time there's a team that made a run, oh, the email box would be flooded with, I got a song about this particular team. Well, Elliot Shore Parks, finally, his mic works now.
Is this my punishment for last night? Is that what this
is? No, your punishment for last night is coming through for the rest of your life.
Oh, yeah, actually. Okay.
So Elliot, you know, I don't know if you heard on Friday's show, but we tasked Elliot with making a reservation for dinner for us.
Right.
And
let's clarify that. I offered to do it.
You did. Yeah. You did. And you were most interested. You reached out to me.
Yep.
Should we make a reservation?
Yep.
And I'm like, yeah. And I said, can you just take it? My head can't process it.
Right.
I said, make the reservation. I'll make sure everybody's there. Now, we were a friend of mine, Amos Lee, very successful recording artist.
Wow, name dropping.
I want to give credit to Amos. I want to give credit to Amos because Amos spent a lot of time in New Orleans and is a big restaurant guy.
Well, that's apparent.
Yeah, and I said, could you give us some pointers? Amos gives us a list of restaurants that is 70 restaurants deep.
So it wasn't a list. It was a phone book. That thing was... It must have been, I'm not even kidding, 130 restaurants on there.
And it was broken down into, if you want a nice place, do this.
Right,
if you want blah, blah, blah. So it had everything. So Elliot essentially had, at his disposal, a list of restaurants from somebody who loves restaurants, who spent a lot of time in New Orleans. Elliot makes a reservation for a restaurant not on that list.
Well, so, okay. Let me make one thing clear.
Yeah.
Very appreciative Amos Lee did that.
Elliot said Amos.
Yeah.
Amos.
Amos.
Amos. Okay.
Amos.
All right. That list was not helpful.
Skipping it.
The list was not helpful.
Of course it was.
If a list for a recommendation should be like four places, you know how many ones I had to check on there? There's like 120 restaurants. That's like a phone book. It's not really a helpful list.
You could have picked any of them, though, and you picked none of them.
Correct. Okay. So this is the other thing, right?
Yeah.
I had to find a reservation for six people, Super Bowl week.
Yep.
One's a vegan. One's a pescatarian.
Nope.
Jack
nope.
doesn't like nice food. Two former NFL players. Like, me the spot on that list or, you know, encyclopedia of things he sent to me that checked those boxes.
Okay, let's break this down.
Let's do it.
Could we break it down? Let's break it down.
Yes, yes, yes.
All right. The first thing is, you said, I had to find a place for a vegan.
Yes.
Well, this place did not have one dish on the menu. Now, I'm going to finish.
Okay.
This restaurant did not have one dish on the menu that was vegan friendly. Now, in fairness, I told Elliot, just pick any place. I'll make it work. So he didn't have to worry about the vegan thing.
Right.
And he didn't because he didn't pick a restaurant that had any vegan options. Okay. The second thing, pescatarian. Do you know what that means?
No.
He'll eat fish. So literally any restaurant in New Orleans has a fish dish.
Right.
So that's off of there. So there's literally nothing you had to worry about.
So that's different when you're doing the reservation. Like, I did call two places to see if they had vegan options.
But I don't care.
I know. But it's still, when I'm making the reservation, it's something I'm thinking about, right? And also, six people is a lot of people for these restaurants he sent. Like, it's a nice list he sent of restaurants. It's hard to get a reservation for six. Just putting that out there.
There was another place you sent me that was on his list that I approved.
Yes, but that place, you didn't approve, Justin.
I did.
Okay, what was it?
I did.
Didn't think you approved that.
I did.
Okay. You are fine. You can pull it up. But I like that spot. I was into it. But at that point, like, I had been looking for 3 hours, and I just picked this spot. And here's what I'll say about the place last night. Everyone loved the food. Say what you will about it. Everyone loved the food. So, and you got, what'd you have, carrots and lettuce? You got what you wanted.
I had carrots and French fries.
Yeah, and French fries. And you were like, is it cooked in the batter of the blah, blah, blah?
No.
No, it's diva stuff.
No, it wasn't diva stuff. I asked her if it was cooked in, like,
duck fat.
Beef
duck
tallow.
Fat.
Asked,
it was not. She said, she's like, we do use the same fryer for the meat. I said, I don't care.
That was big of you.
Well, bro, I said, Justine's, here it is. Let me call them. They didn't answer. Go for it. They'll figure it out.
Okay, so you did approve that spot.
Yeah.
But, like, I thought this place, A, was within walking distance to your hotel, so that was a nice...
Elliot, there are 7,000 restaurants walking distance to our hotel.
Right, but the list he sent was far too detailed to pick from. It's just a fact.
So you're trying not to use it.
You choked.
No, yes, of course I choked. But
okay,
regardless,
but that's all
I'm saying.
You choked.
But the it was a much tougher task than I think you're giving it credit for.
It wasn't.
It was.
It wasn't.
Six people, Super Bowl week.
That restaurant you could have found anywhere in America. It was... empty when we got there.
They did have availability.
It did heat up, though.
It did heat up. Yes, yeah. It did. It felt like New Orleans in there.
This dude went on the open table, guarantee.
Yes, that's exactly what I did. And I put in six people for 6:30.
And he took the top one, and he just said,
eventually,
I'm
that's
done.
What I did. Yeah. My wife will tell you, I must have spent 3 hours on the couch, looking at different places, sending them to you. And I didn't want to keep texting you and bothering you, like, what about this one?
But I answered every time.
I know, but I feel bad when I'm like, what about this? What about this? What about this?
You are a disgrace. We'll get back to more of Elliot. And add some football.
Maybe my mic will stop working.
Yeah, hopefully. Yeah. We all hope.
Anyway, I can make one for tomorrow night if you guys want.
I would love for you to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would absolutely hate that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, let's see.
Make one for tonight.
Well, here's the funny thing. So when me
I got to hold on 1 second. All right.
Jesus, Spike.
Well, no, I got to talk about Colonial Hyundai. I love talking about Colonial Hyundai. You know, when we talk about our football team, the Gold Standard, we don't love that. You talk about Gold Standard to buy a brand new vehicle, a brand new car, a brand new Hyundai. They live up to Gold Standard. John Ashdale, the cars are in the team at Colonial. They will make your process buying a new car faster, easier, better, fast. Over 200 new Hyundais in stock, so they'll have the one you want. Worried about how much you're going to spend? Over 80 of them, less than $30,000. And they're going to make it easy. Financing as low as 0% on select 2024s, and they're going to give you more for your trade than anyone else. Anyone. They'll even give you $6,500 guaranteed no matter what condition it's in. And every new Hyundai comes with Hyundai Assurance and America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain. 24/7, morning, noon, or night, you can go to ColonialHyundai.com and see what they have there on the lot. Colonial Hyundai, the faster, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai. See dealer for full details.
Well, I was going to say, it's funny. When me and my now wife first started dating, as a gift, we went to Seattle, and I put the whole weekend together. I picked all the restaurants. We got there. One was closed. One was too expensive, and I couldn't even find the third one. So
nice.
It was probably an indication that I was not the man for the job.
Yeah.
But I think it still worked out great.
Well, last night,
You picked a nice breakfast place today, though.
I did. I picked a good breakfast place today. Jack sat with me and played on his phone the whole time.
Oh, there you go. Sounds like Jack. Yeah. Sounds like Jack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You didn't have to say that.
Well, you did.
I was busy.
Did something else happen with breakfast?
No, I ate alone. Jack
went
to breakfast.
Oh, my God. You are the biggest diva on Radio Row. It's unbelievable.
Me?
What's this about?
No. He said... Okay, last thing. This is on the air, but we're going to do it anyway.
Yep, let's do it.
Okay.
Let's hash it out.
He texts me, I'm going for a run. And yes. I'm like, okay.
Never a doubt.
And he said, are you interested in breakfast? I said, I don't eat breakfast, but I will hang. I said, I'm going for a walk.
I don't eat breakfast, but if you could find a place for us to get breakfast for three people.
No, it's not find a place. You can go anywhere for breakfast.
Right.
I will go off coffee, you know, whatever. Want to hang. All right. You're hanging with my guys.
Your
Thanks
people.
For the invite, by the way.
My guys, right.
You're like an hour away from us.
Yeah. All right. So Jack texts me. I said, okay. I said, I'm going for a walk. I will be back around 9. I will shower and get ready. I'll be ready between 9:15 and 9:20.
Sounds definitive.
He goes, okay, sounds good. I get back from my walk. I get out of the shower. He texts me. We're on our way back. And I'm like, from what? And then Ike calls me. He's like, hey, man, just want to see how you're doing. And I'm like, he's like, are you up? I was like, yeah, been up. I've been texting Jack. I was like, are you guys going to go out to breakfast? He goes, we're coming back from breakfast.
Wow.
So everybody, this is like everyone's out to get me.
Well, let the record show, when I told Jack I was getting breakfast, the next thing I said was, we should tell Spike and Ike.
Yeah.
So,
and I said, I already ate with Ike.
Yeah, it is what he said.
Yeah. Well, here we are, New Orleans.
Spike, that's
Super Bowl week.
The WIP afternoon show experience in New Orleans.
Yeah.
And we'll get, by the way, we'll hear more about the dinner.
We got a lot to get to. Yeah, honestly, like our text conference, it was too much hassle. I was ready for it to be over.
It wasn't hassle. I just said to wait for me.
Lots of, I was hungry.
How early did you eat breakfast?
8:30.
It's insanely
early. So he could wait 30 more minutes and I would have been ready.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's pretty awesome.
Well, I had to factor in the Ike factor.
What's the Ike factor?
Ike was ready to go.
Okay. He knows whose name is first in the show.
Yeah.
Now you blamed it on me.
Yeah. So, Elliot, I'm going to ask you the question that that the show is today. We started off asking everybody. We were all really confident a week ago today, coming off of the big win against the Commanders. But we're a week away from that, and, you know, it's settling in, who we're playing, all those sorts of things. Do you feel more or less confident than you felt a week ago for the Eagles about this game?
It's a great question. I truly view this as like a 50-50 toss-up. I know that's not the most exciting take to have.
Tornado Shore Parks.
Right, yeah. But I truly think like this game is going to be decided by one or two plays, and it's just going to be lucky on who makes them. That's where we're at. So in terms of a confidence level, I guess I would say less confident just because the more I look at the Chiefs roster, I do think they're a better team than 2022. I think they have better receivers. I think their defense is better. I think just they're a naturally better team with two more years of experience. They've won, you know, an extra Super Bowl since then. But the flip side of that would be, I think when you watch the last time these two teams played, the Eagles outplayed them for the majority of the eight quarters they played. They outplayed them for definitely the first two quarters of Super Bowl 22. And then they beat them last year in Kansas City. And I thought kind of the last two and a half, three quarters, they were the better team in that game too. So I guess I would still say less confident just because the closer it gets, the more the reality sets in. Like, it is the Chiefs and they basically never lose. But this Eagles team has really played with them, if not better than them, in the two matches they've played.
Yeah, I think the thing about the Chiefs is you can outplay them and still lose. And that is that can happen in any game, of course, but that is the sort of magic is not the thing, but they're at the place as a football team where this sounds cliché, but they know how to win.
They're the new Patriots.
Yeah. Yeah, they just,
I mean, that's what they are.
They figure it out.
I agree with that, but I do think while they've not won the Super Bowl as the Chiefs have, obviously, the Eagles do also have that about them, though. And so I think that's what makes this a tough game to kind of pick. Like, the Eagles basically never lose. Like, over the last 3 years, other than the collapse, which certainly
counts. Other than all the games they lost.
Other than all the ones they lost.
Other than losing 6 of 7.
But no, in all seriousness, I think that's clearly, now if you look at it, an anomaly more than it is who they are. Like, they basically win 4 out of every 5 games, it feels like, with Nick and Jalen. And they don't always play great. They don't, like, but they always find a way to win. So they are not on the Chiefs level where it's like you just don't pick them to lose because they're the Chiefs, but they're pretty close when you look at the resume. Like, everything you can say about Mahomes in terms of his ability to win games, like, Jalen does have that as well. I know it looks different stylistically, but in terms of the final result, the Eagles just don't really lose often. So it's hard to pick against them. So it's hard to pick against them in that way, just like it is with the Chiefs.
Yes, right. Two teams that, and I think the reason that non-Eagles fans and non-Chiefs fans defer to the Chiefs is just because of the track record of success.
And the other thing, too, when they lost in 2022, the way they lost, it's almost like they've engineered this team off of the exact reasons they lost. Like, why did they lose? Jalen had a turnover. He obviously had an outstanding year taking care of the ball. Special teams mistakes. The special teams have been way better the last 2 years since that Super Bowl. Just, like, uncharacteristic penalties. Isaac Seumalo jumping off sides on 3rd and 1, making it a 3rd and 6, which results in Jalen fumbling the ball, blowing up lead, or, you know, coughing up leads. Like, and I think they're a tougher team than they were in 2022. When you rewatch that Super Bowl, the Chiefs ran through the Eagles, like through them and over them. Teams don't do that to this defense. So I do think when they've, like, thought about what to focus on these last 2 years, a lot of the points that they picked came from how they lost that specific game.
Yeah, tougher practices.
Yeah, the extra 10 minutes were tough, I agree.
This guy.
Yeah.
They're a tougher team now, maybe because they...
They are tougher, right?
They just decided to be tougher. They woke up one day.
Well, they emphasize it, I agree, but they were also a tough team in 22. They just didn't... They weren't tough
They were not game. Tough. They had a dork at defensive coordinator.
They weren't tough in 23.
They weren't tough in 23. I agree with that, yeah. 2022, they were.
No, they weren't.
But in that game, they got...
No one was proud of that defense.
I knew that was
No
coming.
One was proud of the 2022 team. What are you talking about?
No defense. One was of the defense.
The defense was awesome that year.
Nah, but they didn't pass the eye test.
First of all, the defense in the Super Bowl gets completely, like, the way people talk about it is absurd. They let up 7 points in the first half. They really only let up 24 points in the entire game when you consider one was an offensive touchdown, the other one, the Chiefs got the ball in, like, the 2-yard line after the special teams thing. So the defense played way better than they're giving credit. And also, people overlook in that game, the offense had two possessions in the second half where they could have do something and they didn't. And the special teams made a massive mistake. Like, there was a period in that game where it went, the defense gave up a touchdown, the offense went 3 and out, the special teams blew it, and then the defense set up a touchdown. That's on all 3 units. That's not on just the defense.
All right. Top 5 coming up next.
Yep.
Now, I've been told the top 5 on Radio Row is very special.
Well, yes.
And what do we have to look forward to in the top 5 at 5?
The best things that happened yesterday.
The best things that happened yesterday.
There's a lot that happened
There's
yesterday.
A lot.
Is the dinner one of them?
Well, you already covered that. I took that out of the top five.
Oh, you did?
Well, yeah.
He's here.
We broke it down. What's in the top 5? Elliot, just wait and listen.
Yeah, I can tell you what's not in there is, like, making us wait 45 minutes for him to get dressed. We already discussed that.
Yeah.
Elliot appreciated it.
He did. Yeah, I mean, of anyone.
Me and Ike ended up having a good time. So, and yep. Jack.
I was there.
Oh, yeah. No, I know. And Jack. And yes, Jack. Kai and is, Jack. Yeah.
I saw the videos of you having a good time.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
I'm just saying, I would have been better in the Gilly video.
Cutting a rug.
Well, of course you would have. Yeah.
Well, better than Rod and Jack.
Anyone could have been better in the video.
Yeah.
I'm stiff.
Yep.
All right, pause.
Hey, 215-592-9494 on Radio Row in New Orleans. This is the WIP Afternoon Show.
Hey, great news. There's never been a better time to make the move to Verizon. Get over $500 in value and savings when you have mobile and Fios with Verizon. Plus, the Fios 1 gig plan comes with a 5-year price guarantee. Save up to $300 annually on your Fios internet bill. Plus, for a limited time, get a $200 Verizon gift card when you sign up for a Fios 1 gig plan and use it to pay your Fios bill. Now, that's like getting 3 months of free Fios home internet. Don't miss out. Stop by your nearest Verizon location for details on this limited-time offer and learn how you can get over $500 in value and savings today.